It's an Anfield Rap special. I suppose you call it a cup of tea, but I don't know. That's not really my show, so I don't want to pinch it. I'm just here for a chat with the Anfield Rap contributor, friend of the show, and, well, I mean, what aren't you in at the minute? Robbie O'Neill, thank you for coming in just for a little natter about maybe a little This Is Your Life show, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right, yeah, all right. It's just nice to be in Liverpool, and, you know, it's sunny, it's lovely. So, yeah, it's good to be on.
It's been a weird thing over the last year. Obviously, because we know each other through this and the match, one thing and the other. That Leonardo DiCaprio gif, where, you know, he's like leaning forward on the couch. But it's me bird. She goes, you know him, don't you? Like, every other day, is that your mate? You know him, don't you? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, what the hell? I'm like, no. Hanging around with the big licks. I said, you want to meet the lad? I'm like, nah, look, he's just sound. Don't worry about it. But joking aside, I mean, how does that kind of thing feel? It must be like a bit, I know you've been doing this for a long time, but it just seems like over the past 2 years, you're just everywhere.
Yeah, I think the last 2-3 years has just been brilliantly busy. I can't, you know, I'm dead, like, grateful, and I'm lucky for that to be the case. It is a bit overwhelming, I'm not going to lie, in the best way. But it feels great, and I think for me, it feels great because I feel like, you know, at the minute I'm part of, like, two very, very well-received shows. And not only are they well-received shows, they also happen to be shows which I feel like I've made with friends and people who I've met and formed relationships with over the last 10 or so years. And I think because of that, it's been all the sweeter. You know, I've actually been able to see, like, other people thrive and flourish, and I think, like, that's been great, man. That's been great. It's a bit mad, like, I'm gonna have to change my bag. I've got a bag with which we all when we wrapped on Adolescence, we all got a gift, like a backpack, and it says Adolescence Cast and Crew Netflix on it. And every now and again, like, I'm on the train and I see people looking at the bag and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I'll just give myself away.
It's like, yeah. Only giving a Stone Island, get the badge in, yeah.
Getting the badge in,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, you're doing that deliberately, yeah, don't give me any of that
no,
shit.
No, but I'm not even messing. I mean, it freaked me out. Someone was videoing me the other day on the train. It was a bit odd, so, but it's nice because everyone, when people talk to you about it, they've only ever got positive things to say about the shows, so it's been brilliant. And, like I say, I just hope that it gives me a good foothold to actually, you know, to push on and crack on making interesting work.